there, and welcome to episode 2 of season 4 of Rainbow Bridge Connection. I'm Kayla, and I am highly distracted, guys. I've been trying to record this episode for like over a week, and basically what's going on is in my neighborhood, they're building all the houses behind me, and it's loud, and I know you guys can hear it. It's like a humming noise, so I apologize to that. I know that can be super irritating when you're trying to like listen to a podcast if the person has like background noise. Every episode I'm like, okay, maybe this will, you know, this episode won't have snoring dogs or humming noises and banging, but I've been trying really hard to try and get this episode out, and I'm finally like, you know what? I'm just going to have to do it with the humming. Hopefully the next episodes that we have when I have interviews and stuff like that, it won't be like this. So again, I apologize, but I wanted to do this episode because I kind of left you hanging in the season opener. And so I wanted to do an episode explaining the season opener, so you guys get a little bit more of an explanation, because I'm sure you all were like, I thought we were friends. Why didn't you tell me? So if you listened to the last episode, you heard that we got another dog. And I want to explain the situation and explain everything that happened. And then I also want to explain, so I want to like go over some thoughts that I was having in regards to getting her, because I feel like I'm probably not alone. You guys have probably felt this before, or you will feel this before, or maybe you won't, because you made the decision to not ever get a companion animal again, which I'm totally fine with, and I think it's all a personal choice. But I wanted to talk about this part of grief, because nobody ever really talks about, like, you know, everybody talks about like the act, you know, when the companion animal passes away and then you have to like live without them. But nobody talks about the fact that like every single freaking thing you do in your life is affected by that grief. And so even decisions that before weren't as like detrimental or monumental to you now all of a sudden mean very different things. So surprise, it's a girl. We got a puppy. Her name is Peach. She's freaking adorable. I'll definitely post a picture of her so you guys can see her. You guys are like my friends, so I want you guys to partake in the happy part of this, the joyful part of this. So basically, I'm going to tell you guys what happened, so maybe it'll make more sense and you guys aren't like, whoa, Kayla, what the hell are you doing? So my whole plan all along was that I was going to wait. I did not want Apollo to feel like A, we were replacing him, or B, that we, you know, I didn't want to have, you know, he's kind of a grumpy old man and he has cancer. And so the last thing I want to do is bring a new dog into the situation and bring a new dog into this household and have him be, you know, sad or feel like we're replacing him, or not really be able to like live out his rest of his time in a comfortable, calm environment. So I was in my head, I was like, no, we're not getting another dog. You know, I looked like I would look at rescue dogs, and it was like my way of, I guess, I don't know. It was like my way of coping with things, where I would look at, you know, rescues, and let's be honest here. I have many, many rescues on my social medias and stuff, because I do all, you know, I do the rescue work. I work with them, and a lot of my friends are rescuers and stuff like that. So I would see these dogs come across my rescue pages and I'd be like, oh, you know, maybe we should get them. But it was always like a, like, maybe you should get them. And then it would be like, no, you know, remind yourself, Kayla, of what you were thinking. And so I kind of did that over and over and over again. Well, this particular rescue had a mama dog that reminded me of Keeks so much. It was a red heeler, reminded me of Kaya, and it just looked really scared and sad. And so I called the rescue to inquire about it and put an adoption application. And basically they told me, because she had just had a brand new puppy, like I'm talking like a week old, that she wouldn't be able to be adopted. This was back in like October. That she wouldn't be able to be adopted out for months. So, you know, and also they were kind of letting me know that there were some behavioral things And of course, me being fully trained in cattle dogs, I was like, it's fine. I'll figure it out. Like, we have quirky dogs and we have behavioral things and we get it worked out. And I never want to be like, no, due to a behavior. So I think it's just because that buzzing noise is bugging the crap out of me. Yeah, my brain is somewhere else. Also, I am very sleep deprived. So flash forward to I think it was like 3 weeks ago. The rescue that had her, like, they never contacted me. And I think she ended up being adopted by her foster because they took her off of the website. Which, awesome. Good. I'm always a proponent of that. She was comfortable in their home and everything. Well, the rescue posts a picture of these two red heeler puppies. And I just so happened to know the director of the rescue. And so I text messaged her. It was weird. It was like something told me not to think. I don't know what. It's like my brain overrid all of the things that I was thinking in my head and all the things that I wanted to do and all this stuff. And I will be straight and upfront with you. I never wanted a puppy again. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. I am not one of those people, I want a puppy so I start fresh, or I want a puppy because of XYZ. I loved our other dogs or puppies when we got them, but Kaya was not, and I loved her at 4 years old. I thought it was the best thing ever because we had a couple of bouts where she peed in a couple shoes, and then other than that, she was perfect. She was perfect. And so I always thought, I never want to get a puppy again. Yes, you're missing out on the, you know, the beginning years with them, but it is what it is, you know. I'm fine. I'm comfortable with that. And also the older dogs are really at need and risk. A lot of puppies get adopted first. So I see these puppies and I'm like, my brain's not thinking. And I text the director of the rescue and I say, hey, because they were looking for fosters only at this point. They were just like, can we do a foster? Hey, when will they be up for adoption? I can't foster because I'm not made out for it. You know, I know a lot of people say this and they make excuses and all this stuff, but Kaya was supposed to be a foster and it didn't work out. And the reason why it didn't work out is because I loved her, and B, the thought of having like her family just literally dumped her that she had lived with for 4 years, and then the thought of having to transfer over to another family, and she had anxiety issues, and she was had trust issues and stuff like that, and I just couldn't do it. And so I fostered her and failed, and then we fostered another dog. Her name was Annie, and we loved the shit out of her. We found her. She was actually thrown over a fence over by one of my family members' houses, and we fostered her till she found her home, and it was really hard on me to give her to somebody. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody. And I especially don't trust, my list of people that I trust with humans is small, but the list of people I trust with dogs is zero. So it was really hard for me to get, you know, give her up. And it's just, I think emotionally, I'm just not the type of person to do it. I think I have a hard time compartmentalizing things. I have a hard time, you know, really seeing the bigger picture when it comes to stuff. And I fully commend anybody that fosters, honestly. But that's just not me. And so I messaged her just saying like, hey girl, when would they be up for adoption? Cause they're young. And her message back to me was, she comes in Saturday. You want to meet me at the airport? And I was like, oh God. And I immediately started panicking, like full on panic attack, tight chest, pacing, panicking. And I called, you know, my sister, and I called my husband, and I called Nikki, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. I made a mistake. That's what I just kept saying over and over again. I made a mistake. I didn't know it was going to move this fast. I made a mistake. I'm not ready. And Nikki said something to me that I will never forget. And that was, the way you have to look at it, Kayla, is, are you always going to be mad at yourself you didn't take this opportunity? And are you going to be sad that you don't know what kind of home she's going to? Because there was a male and a female. and we wanted a female. I was actually okay with either, but I wanted a female because it balanced out the cosmos in our house. You know, we had Kaya and Yoshi, who are girls, and then we have Optimus and Apollo, who are boys. And so I was like, oh, it'll balance them out. You know, it'll balance out, like, the cosmos. It'll balance out the estrogen and masculinity, you know, balance out the, what am I trying to say? The testosterone. There you go. Jeez Louise. So, you know, Nikki said that to me and she was right. It was going to bother me and I was going to think about it because for some reason my brain wasn't thinking the way it normally would and it made me just jump and it was weird. So I told her, yeah, I'll meet her at the airport the next day. And keep in mind, she said Saturday. This was Friday at like 2 o'clock. So I was like freaking out and I was literally having panic attacks all night. And my husband actually was sick with something. And poor things, like, trying to sleep. I'm trying to sleep on the couch so I didn't disturb him. And I kept waking up, and I was just bawling and having... Ooh, I'm getting emotional right now. I don't even think about... Having massive panic attacks because all I kept thinking was change. You know, I don't like change. I don't like change, and I don't want any of my dogs to feel like I love them any less than I do. Especially Yoshi, who's a baby. You know, she's the baby of our family. She's 11, but she's a baby. And I was just, like, very upset and crying and very, like, sad. And it's because, you know, I always go to the negative. I always go to the negative part. I just kept thinking, like, we're bringing a new life into this house. And I want all these good years with her, but she's going to die too. It's just another, it's just another life that I'm going to bring into my life that I'm going to have to say goodbye to eventually. And also, I think massive anxiety around puppies because of Athena. You know, Athena was only 7 months old. And so with our other dogs that were puppies when we got them, I remember I was on like high alert pens and needles for until they were at least a year, because all I kept thinking was, I can't do this again. I don't want to do this again. I can't do this again. I don't want to do this again. And so I just had a lot of anxiety, but something kept telling me, like, you need to fight through this and you need to just, like, go with the flow. So me and my sister and my son, so my poor husband was sick, drove out to the airport, and we pull up and there's all these people waiting outside, like, I don't know, 20 people, because I didn't realize this, but when they bring in from rescues from one state to another and they have like a transport that's an air, you know, a plane transport, it's a bunch of rescues. So there's a bunch of different people and they're there for their fosters, and some people were adopting right out like me. And I will tell you, it was probably the coolest experience I've ever been through in my life, because the plane comes in and they roll in and there's all these dogs and puppies. I mean, they're all in kennels except for one who was kind of just chilling. And I think they let it out right when they landed. But it was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing to see all these people here for these dogs. And they were so happy to be here and they were so loving. And, you know, some of them were scared, but it was a very beautiful experience. And, you know, my friend walks up, grabs the puppy and is like, here. And I loved her. Ugh. I loved her the minute I saw her. The minute I saw her, I loved her. And I knew, like, ugh, she's going to do good. And so we get in the car and you guys will get a kick out of this one. We get in the car because it's freezing, and they gave me a kennel, and I put her in the kennel, and my sister and my son are in the car with her with the heat on, and I go to kind of like tie loose ends with the director of the rescue, you know, in terms of payment and all that, and homegirl poops everywhere. And what I mean everywhere, everywhere. It was all over. So my sister's, like, trying to get my attention, and she's like, come here, like, she pooped everywhere, and I'm like, just make sure she doesn't step in it, but it's, like, hard, you know, when they're puppies, they're little, and they're like, ugh. So I go over, and she, It was all over her. And nervous puppy poops are like the worst. So literally I pick her up and I'm gagging, like dry heaving horrible, and my sister dry heaving. And the director of the rescue comes up and like she had a towel in there, like grabs the towel, starts like wiping her paws off. She's like, okay, let's look at the bright side here. It was solid poop. It was a solid poop. So that's the good news. But it was everywhere. It was all over me. She got it all over my hands, all over my sweater, everywhere. So, you know, that was the funny little, like, introduction to her. And then, you know, we take her home, and she's been wild, but it's been so fun. So let's talk about, like, the grief part, okay? Let's talk about that part now. Because there's all these things that had happened that I didn't expect. And I don't know, like, maybe if any of you have felt this way, or maybe, like, it'll give insight if you guys do decide to get, like, a companion animal again, you will kind of have, like, the same feelings. So, number one, all three of my dogs were like, fuck you. Why did you bring this wild thing into our house? Because my youngest, like I said, is 11. So they're in their you know, older years, and they were set in the whole, like, just hanging out on the couch and doing nothing thing. And she's a cattle dog, so she's wild as hell. And we always say that they're really, like, up to about 10 weeks, they're so, like, squishy and cute and da-da-da. And then 10 weeks to, like, about a year, I call it their velociraptor face. Because they're wild. They're bitey. They're nippy. They try to, like, you know, get you to go where they want you to go. They, you know, healer. And they're just energy 24/7. Like, homegirl just runs around all the time. But it brought up some things in me where, A, I look at her and I see Kaya. And it kind of heals my heart a little bit, because as much as I miss Kaya K and I loved her more than anything, she reminds me of her. She has, like, these mannerisms that are so spot on to Kaya. She howls. Cattle dogs don't howl. And it's wild that she howls. She has the same markings as Kaya. I didn't even do that on purpose. I didn't even know that she was going to have the same markings as Kaya. To the point where my husband said, she looks just like Kaya. And I said, oh, you know, kind of. And I pulled up a picture of her. And literally, Kaya looks like if you copy-paste the, you know, our puppy to Kaya. It's so identical, it's kind of freaky, to be honest with you. And cattle dogs start out pure white. So the older they get, the more coloring they get, the more markings they get, especially reds, because their red will start really coming in. And she was like a little polar bear when we got her. And all of her markings are just like Kaya's. And so it's crazy because I look at her and I think, God, are you Kaya? Like, are you Kaya really? Like, there's this part of me that feels like I've known her. Like, I've known her for a long time. And it really honestly, like I said, it kind of healed my heart a little bit because I already love her so very much. And it makes me feel like it makes me miss Kaya so, so, so much. But also makes me feel like, I'm trying to explain it, like happier than I've been since Kaya passed away. And like, I'm not replacing her with Kaya. Kaya will never be replaced. She is always going to be everything and mean everything to me and be the most beautiful ever. But there's just something about Peach that is like really made me, it's like made me happy again. And it's weird because I didn't think I could have that. I never thought that I could be, like, happy again. And I love my other dogs, but I think it's, like, bringing something new into the situation that is different. It kind of has, like, it's made all of us grow. So, Apollo and Optimus don't like her. you know, they're boys, so whatever. Apollo's warming up. He wags his tail at her. She kind of brought in, like, new energy in terms of, like, she gets them to play. Like, they didn't play before. And then Yoshi has been literally the best. And that's the part that I find really weird, too. Because Yoshi doesn't like other dogs and she doesn't mesh with other dogs. And the minute we brought her in, I mean, well, I shouldn't say the minute. The first couple days, Yoshi was like, I'm not coming near you. What the hell is that? But after that, Yoshi has become, like, such a, like, it's like she knows her, too. It's weird. She's mothering. She plays with her. She gives her, you know, she teaches her. And it's great. And like I said, it's really brought in like a new energy into this house that I think that we all needed. I didn't want necessarily, but I love her and I wouldn't take any, you know, I wouldn't take her back. And I just think she's the greatest thing ever. And, you know, it's caused like conflicting emotions where I'm sitting here like, well, I hope Kaya doesn't think that I'm replacing her. I hope Kaya is proud of me. If this is Kaya, I get to spend another lifetime with her. So I've had all these like crazy mixed emotions. I mean, I was a nutcase. You know, we went and picked her up, and I cried for, like, a whole week after we got her, every single day, like, almost every minute of every day, because I kept thinking, like, did we make a mistake? Did I make a mistake? Am I stupid? Why would I do this? Like, this is too much. I hate change. I miss Kaya. I just want my life back that I had before, where it was the four of them, and they were happy, you know? And now that I've had more time to process and more time to have her and to really, like, kind of enjoy it, I have realized that, like, you know, we kind of needed that. We kind of needed that change, you know. It's weird that a lot of the things that were ailing, you know, my dogs have kind of, like, I don't want to say disappeared, but it's lessened. So, in terms of, like, Optimus has really bad anxiety, his anxiety has been improving with getting her. I thought it was going to make it worse, and I was terrified. And I almost feel like it's because I'm not, like, this is messed up. I'm not helicopter parenting him, and he's like, I get to be my own person, and my mom's not up my butt, like, making sure I'm okay 24/7. Like, he's really grown a lot, and even Apollo, like, he wags his tail at her and he kind of acts like he wants to play sometimes. I think he's a little nervous because he's like 10 times her size. I don't think he wants to squish her, but he's like, you know, acting really happy and like not as, I don't know, like down as he was before. And so I don't know. I'm not telling you guys to go get a puppy or to go get another companion animal because I think it really it really has to be, like, kind of serendipitous like it was for this situation where it just kind of falls into your lap. But I will say that there is something about having them. Like, they heal us, you know? Like, when you look into perspective, we're so upset that they're not here and they've passed away because they've healed us. They were there for us when humans weren't, you know? Companion animals love you unconditionally through the good and the bad. And a lot of times companion animals are there for the like hardest times of your life. And so when you have to say goodbye to them, it's like saying goodbye to something that you feel like you'll never be able to pay back for all of the life lessons and the love that they give you. And so, okay, sorry guys. I'm sorry. I keep crying, but like keep in mind, I'm also sleep deprived. Sorry. So like, it kind of is like it's like on the other side of the coin as well, where like when you really think about it, it's like it's horrible, it causes grief, and it makes you sad as hell when they leave. But also bringing that new life into your life, it's beautiful and it's enriching and it makes you so happy. And so my suggestion, not to like go and get another companion animal, because some people just, they can't do that, and I understand that, but maybe, like, hang out with one, you know, like, go walk dogs at a shelter or spend time at like a cat house, you know, like they have like the cat areas at shelters or a rescue, or if you're really like it was a horse, go to a stable and ask if you can like pet, you know, brush them out and give them treats and stuff like that. Because I feel like I was doing this and I kind of feel like I need to give advice on this because it's true. Having them in your life is so beautiful and it enriches your life, and animals are just awesome. And so being scared of getting another one because you're afraid of that hurt, I totally get that. But don't ever like not have them in your life. Make an effort to seek them out, to hang out with them. It is going to ruffle some grief feathers. I'm going to patent that. Grief feathers. Because honestly, think about it. Like, there is at any time you could be triggered by, you know, your grief. And it really is like it's ruffling your grief feathers. It's bringing shit up. So it may ruffle your grief feathers. But you'll see at the end that it's going to make you feel better, honestly. When Athena passed away, being around other people's dogs or being around puppies was very therapeutic for me. Did it remind me of her? Did it make me sad? Did I cry a lot when I was around them? Absolutely. But there was something about it that kind of healed me. And I will say Peaches kind of healed me. That hole that Kaya left is still there, but she was able to make it just a little bit smaller. And it's never going to go away. I'm going to miss Kaya for the rest of my life. And I'm going to miss all of them for the rest of my life. But she's also made me so happy. And I think there's something to say with that. So this is my story. This is Peach's story. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It wasn't the typical one that, you know, we talk about stuff and we go over stuff. I'm sure there's going to be more emotions that are going to come up with having her. And I want to share them with you guys because I think that, you know, these feelings are very normal and very, like, honest. But I just appreciate you guys so much for listening. We're on season 4. I am so excited. I cannot believe that we're on season 4. I can't believe we've been doing this, you know, for now. It'll be 4, you know, 4 seasons. I plan on having Nikki on. She, like we've talked about before, she's had a lot of loss this year. And it was really hard for her to, you know, be consumed by it. And so she's going to come on and she's going to tell her story and what's happened last year and everything. And then I have some really awesome guests lined up for you guys. I have some people that are going to be returning from past seasons that I can't wait for you guys to hear from. And then I also just, you know, am so excited that you guys are still here on this journey with me. You still listen to my voice. You still listen to me boohoo and ball baby. And just know that, like, we're all in this together. This is all of our thing, and things will start to slowly heal. And yeah, so if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on rainbowbridgeconnectionpodcast@gmail.com, rainbowbridgeconnectionpodcast.com, Rainbow Bridge Connection Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And feel free to ever message me, send me any comments, send me anything. I love to hear it. I've been getting some really, really, really good feedback recently. To keep our podcast growing and to have people listen, please, 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 if you can, get on all the podcasting or whatever you listen to, the major podcasting sites, and leave a review. You can do it on Spotify now, and you can definitely do it on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out, and it spreads the word of our podcast so that other people can hear it and really, you know, become a part of our community and listen to the different, you know, stories and make everyone feel like we all belong. So If you could do that, that'd be amazing. I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you later.